Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Hallelujah! Amen. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Wonderful. Let's pray. Just close your eyes with me. Don't miss the voice of God this afternoon. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hearing God's voice will change your destiny. Just pray for yourself briefly, a minute. Ask the Lord to speak to you. The voice of God. The voice of God. Ask the Lord to speak to you and you alone. The voice of God. May I hear the voice of God? When the word of God comes, it's only 25% of the congregation that becomes fruitful where the word is concerned. Pray that you'll be part of that 25% this morning. Pray. 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 Pray.
His praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much.
One more time, hear these praises from a grateful heart.
And hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much,
Jesus.
I love you so much.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you. My soul sings. Here in your presence, carried on your wings. I love you so much, my Jesus. I love you so much.
How my soul,
and how my soul longs for you, longs to worship you forever in your power and majesty.
I lift my hand.
I lift my hand.
I lift my heart.
I lift my heart.
Lift my voice towards the heavens.
My voice towards the heavens. For you are my son and she.
Father, this morning, we celebrate you. We declare you as God right here in our midst. We say, Lord, arise. Speak to us. Minister, oh God. Let the power service be indeed what it is. May we not live here without experiencing the power of God Almighty. Thank you for your power that is already moving among us and within us. Indeed, our lives are not the same. Thank you for breaking the yokes and rebuilding things that need to be rebuilt in our lives. Thank you for your presence. We are not going back the same, indeed. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. And you may be seated. Like us, volunteers, lay people, lay pastors. Chapter 15. You're welcome to church if you're here for the first time. You're welcome. And if you're not here for the first time, you're also welcome. And it's a beautiful church. I want to encourage you to be serious with God right here in the Lighthouse Chapel. God has a plan for your life. And that's basically what we are talking about. We're talking about you being part of what God is doing. I don't apologize for the small prosperity I have. Because I know I've been serving God for a little while. So if you're jealous of me, you can't sell me like the jealousy of Joseph made them sell him. You can't sell me. You cannot. I refuse to be sold. Not for sale. Kalisa, are you there? Beauty queen, how are you? There's only one beauty queen in the church. Yeah. I like my church. When I sit back, when I look at all the nice people in my church, Prince, and oh man, I feel nice. Yeah. You watch it and see. A few years from now, those of you who have not planned to stay here for a long time, you're going to miss out. Because a few years from now, you are going to see how we are going to position ourselves in the society. Yeah. I may be an old man with gray hair or maybe no hair, still preaching. But you see people coming from this. He's in charge of this ministry. He's a political party, something. He's here. He's this. He's a, the parliamentarian. He's the what? President. Yeah. When Prince becomes president, he must come to church every Sunday morning. He can't send me text messages and say, Reverend, I have to go and commission some water or something school in Region 20. I said, Prince, you better find yourself in church this morning before I cast some devils out of you. He must. And all his security guards should stay home. He comes alone to Sunday morning. Because there's security right here for you. Hallelujah. Do you love to be... Do you love Sunday mornings? Yeah. I love Sunday mornings. Yeah. You should sing. Have you heard that song before? Why I love Sunday mornings. If you've not heard it before, you should find it. You have Sunday morning? You should play it. Let people hear that song. You have Sunday morning. Got Sunday morning. Hey, you must get Sunday. There's a song called Why I Like Sunday Morning. You should have it as your ringtone. Yeah. I just came from Sophia. A 19-year-old girl came to give her life to Christ. She said, I preach. This is my third time preaching. I love preaching. If you provoke me, I'll preach tonight too. Yeah. I said, preacher. Yeah. Max, if you don't preach, you are not a pastor. Yeah. You spend 4 years in Ghana, you don't preach. What kind of preacher is that? Yeah, the girl came for to give her life to Christ. I said, how old is you? He said, she's 19. I said, is that baby yours? She said, yes. I said, next Sunday morning, you have to find yourself here. Nobody calling you. You know why? Because you did that. So if you know how to do that, yeah, then... You must love Sunday mornings. Samson, not so? Yeah. Samson agrees with me.
Do you know why I love Sunday morning? Yeah.
19-year-old. you got a baby, you are giving yourself to Christ, you and your baby. And then Sunday morning, we should be running around looking for you to come to church. Yeah. When you went there to lie down. Yeah. Where's Aina? Aina, me say nothing. Me say nothing. You are safe. Hallelujah. Sunday morning, you must find yourself in church. Yeah. Because when you're going to do that which you like, nobody says, you go yourself. Yeah, you find yourself there. Don't let me talk about your business. I came to preach this morning. Develop the four essential skills of a lay pastor. What are we saying? What we are actually saying, man, I'm feeling hot. You too? This is what we are saying. God wants you to volunteer your time and your services in the church. You don't like to hear that? Go somewhere else. And let me define the volunteer work for you. It's not no standing there talking to children. It's no cleaning or sweeping. The volunteer work in the church is to preach. You don't want to preach, don't come back here. Go to St. Pius. Or the Obia people right here. Salvation Army. Seventh-day Adventist. And where again? I beg you. Me not about that. The health center. The health center. Hallelujah. No, but basically what we are trying to say is that God has given us as a church, Lighthouse Chapel International, the revelation that he wants to use, and he's in the business of using ordinary, normal, regular people like you and I, who was sleeping with a boy last night. The sperms are still in you. Sperms take 72 hours before they die. So as you are sitting in the church, sperms are swimming inside you from last night. It's biology. When sperms go into your inside, they stay there for 3 days. So those of you who came last night from his place, as you are sitting and say, I love Sunday morning, things are working. God, things are working. Oh, you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Oh, you use no Guyanese. You understand what I'm talking about? Well, you use Beijing? Use Beijing or something? It's Guyanese. We there here. We preaching. Good. Yeah, it's a good message, right? They are live, swimming. But the backstroke like that. Butterfly. And the backstroke, the name backstroke. God is saying, no matter if that is how you are, he still wants to use you. Are you not excited about that? Yeah. You could be a dangle. Or you could be danglistic. Or may have studied dangology. God wants to use. Because if you look into our society as Guyanese, a normal Guyanese is not somebody who is clean. I know of a virgin who feels very awkward among her peers. Because everybody she's flowing with has tasted lollipop before. Yeah, so she herself, who has never had anything with a man before, she feels very out of place. I had to speak to her for her to understand that no, you are actually the one who is a good girl. In a society where when you are virgin, you feel awkward.
And God says he wants to use you. It's too fantastic. I mean, if God was to use anybody else, not as Guyanese at all. Oh, we come to church, we can't dance because all we know for dance is.
So when we come to church and we are singing praises, you are confused. You let me play music right now and let's see how many of you will dance. I can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, dancing. The rest will just be there. Like your coffee right there at breakdown. Because what you know, how you dance, you don't feel right to do it here. But I'm saying, it's you God wants to use. Without a doubt, you God wants to use. So, do not disqualify yourself. Don't eliminate yourself. Don't take yourself away from the equation of you plus the power of God equal to a powerful preacher. Don't take yourself out of that equation. God loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus wants to use you. He wants to save a lot of people. He wants to use you no matter who you are. You may be a bandit. You may be a thief. You may be an armed robber. Maybe as you are sitting down here, you came from somebody's house, you went to thief something, you are sitting down here quietly because you don't want police to know that you are here. It's okay. God wants to use you still. Don't let police know that you're here. He will report you to the police. So whilst God invites us, we must stretch. God has stretched forth his hand, inviting us to take up this volunteer work. We must also stretch forth our hand and receive it. Now, if you are in this church and you really respect me as your pastor, and I ask you to help me, I don't understand why you will not help me. I don't understand why you will not help me. Yeah. If you don't help me, I don't know what kind of person you are. You're a very, very funny person. And that is what, as I am preaching about Lycos, I am also stretching forth my hand, inviting you to join me to win souls, to keep people, to pray for people, to visit people, to counsel them, to interact with them, and be a preacher and a pastor. That is the help I'm stretching my hand towards you to invite you to do. That's what I'm saying. Don't say I never did it. When you stand before God, don't ever say, you never heard me say that. That is the church you are part of. This is a church that believes in Lycos, believes that the work of the ministry is a lot. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, the dumb speak, and then he went to verse 36. He said, when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. The gentleman gave his life to Christ in the first service. He said, too much worries. Yeah. Nice guy, came forward, big guy. He said, too much worries. He said, life is ups and downs. I said, don't worry. All the downs will be taken care of. God is going to fill the valleys and make it a flat ground for you. These are people out there looking for help. There are a lot of anti-men. It's not because they want their anus, the elasticity of their anal opening to burst open and wear diapers when they are a little older. There's a problem that is making them do what they are doing. God needs hands and feet and legs to reach out to these people who need us. And as God has stretched forth his hand, you have something special in your life. You are special. You don't have time. You can't volunteer your services. You don't know what you of all people, you will never do well. That's what it is. Those who choose God's side always get blessed though. Those who stay away from God, there's always problems. I said, I've stretched for my hand. I'm inviting you. And people are registering. I'm looking for cell leaders. 100 cell leaders. Write to them at the back.
We are having a small conference soon for new cell leaders. We are launching out another set of cells. Register at the information desk. But in all that we are saying, you have to develop your skills. Develop your skills. You cannot just enter into the lay ministry as a volunteer and just say, just as I am with one plea. No, you have to develop your skills. Skills can be developed. Kalisa, you can develop your skill. How old are you? Come, Kalisa, come. Let me preach with you. You also be a beauty queen, okay? Yeah, come, Kalisa. Ladies and gentlemen, Kalisa, is it born?
Yes, Pastor.
Born, wow. Hey, girl. Welcome to Colin's show this afternoon. What's your name?
Kalisa Born.
Kalisa Born. How old are you?
15 years old.
15 years old. You say Guyanese?
Yes, Pastor.
You got a boyfriend?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. But she's 15 years old? Which school do you go to?
South Ramville Secondary
School. Prince Alta. What's it? Alma Mater. Kalisa, do you do home cell?
Yes, Pastor.
Every Thursday you preach?
Yes, Pastor.
What? How old are you?
15.
That's your judgment. All of you are above 15. You are judged already. Kalisa, who has a boyfriend, has judged you already. This is your judgment. Anita McLean, this is your judgment. This is your real judgment. Thank you. Boyfriend is gone in Jesus' name. Bye-bye, boyfriend. I bring confusion in the name of Jesus. I take what belongs to me. Boyfriend, go! Hit the Linden Highway, boyfriend. She's doing something. 15 years old. She's preaching. When I say cell leaders, I'm having a meeting. She's here. So that when I'm having a meeting, I say, girl, you got curfew? You going home? He said, no, me mother, all right. Me auntie, all right. I said, wow, 15 years old. When I have you, big woman, big man, yeah. You are not hearing. He said, no matter what Reverend will say, I am not listening. Hey, what kind of church member are you? I'm preaching a good message. Adam is going to be a cell leader very soon. Yeah, senior. He's a senior man. People are scattered. People are scattered. So we need to develop our pastoral skills. Last week, I focused a bit on your heart. When I said, as a pastor, one of the skills of a pastor is to be able to entertain nonsense, if you want to call it. You have to have a big heart for people. People's problems, you know? Yeah, last week, you see what Sioni was doing to me last week. But she's come back to sit down to listen to me. I thought she wouldn't come back. She came. What? Sioni, what? It's too powerful. Yeah, she came with a longer hair. What? I hope you don't have gum in your bag. I got to take it away from you today too. Yeah. If I'm going to follow Sioni, you know, a lot of people have died though. I've killed so many people around here. Thomas, if people were that, you would have died a long time ago. With your big head. Sit down. Yeah, no, I would have killed people. You would have died. The day you told me you bars Lady Gaga, that was the day I would have killed you. I put rat poison in your food. Dead. Gone. Bye-bye. Me have no use for you no more. All along, you wanted to preach. Now I say, come and preach. Say, me bars Lady. Bars Lady? Who is bars Lady?
You come home, I take a machete, I chop you. Finish. Oh, it's common. I have to keep on preaching. Carla Romeo. Yeah. Oh, special church member. Whoa. Lord God Almighty. Something, I wonder whether she's in the church. Right in the church. Yeah. God is working. He's still working. God is working even now. Right here. I said, Lord, forgive all these people. Forgive all of them. You have to develop your skills. You have to have a heart. If you're going to be a pastor, if you're going to be a volunteer, you can't fight with people. You can't howl upon people. You have to be gentle. You have to be genuine. There's a way. You see, I have authority to do certain things. You get it? That even most of the time, Guyanese don't understand. It's true. Now, you know, some people don't understand why you have to tell me your life. But if you don't tell me your life, what's your name, my dear? Ayana Green. My name is Collins Blue. Ayana, people don't understand why you have to tell me about you. I'm a doctor. I'm a spiritual doctor. If you come to me in the hospital and I'm a gynecologist, I say, lie down. Will you ask me and say, who is you? Is that what you're going to say? You go nice. In fact, when I say you should come, you go and buy a new panties to come and see me. Yeah. You shave all the forest, all the interior, all the Madia bush. Mary. You cover, you take a machine, you do landscaping just because gynecologist appointment Monday morning. And then in the church, when I say, what's your name? Why you want to know my name? You got a boyfriend? Hey, what you know, what you want to know that for? You sex? How you could ask me that? What kind of pastor is that? I can't ask you questions. I can't say something to you. I can't be harsh. I can't be rough. Because if I'm harsh and rough, then we say, what kind of pastor is that? Why are you talking like that? But pastoral skills in Psalm 23 and verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. And we are talking about pastoral skills. A pastor must make church members do things. He makes me lie. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down. If you are going to be a volunteer and cannot control people and make people, if I cannot let Sioni stop chewing gum when I'm preaching, I'm not a pastor. And if she will not stop chewing gum as I'm preaching, then she shouldn't come back here. I should make you. She only feels of all people. Who doesn't even know anything about anything? The shepherd, you must develop pastoral skills as a volunteer. You must be able to make the people you are leading, make them lie down. Go and buy a scarf and put around your neck. If you don't have to, where's Granny? Where's Phil? She didn't come? Good. I was leading the choir. I was a caretaker choir director. I was doing some rehearsals with them. And this lady standing here, I'm telling people should move like this. And she moving like that. I said, you, go to the back. To the back. You want to come and stand here in the choir? And then, you know, people when they sit down, they laugh at you when you stand here. If you don't do it well. You don't know church people, eh? They like laugh bad. So when you come on stage, you have to do things well. I move her to the back. If you are going to be a volunteer, you have to develop the skills of making people lie down in green pastures.
you should be able to lead them beside still waters. Hey, you can't do that. Your ability and your strength and your authority to lead people, it's going to be very serious. I should be able to call one of my pastors. I say, hey, Kizzy, you are in Linden. I want to see you this afternoon. If you like, I can tell you. I can call Kizzy to come from Linden, be here for 6 o'clock. You'll be here. She'll be walking into the church. Yeah. That is a sheep. And I am a shepherd. If I can't tell you that, you're a snake. If I snake doesn't listen to anybody, but sheep follows. There are so-called church members in churches who don't listen to anything the pastor says. And there are pastors who cannot make church members do anything. I can organize my people. We sell, we print 12,000 barbecue tickets. We force, we do whatever we can do. They can't tell me. One lady said, the highest I've seen anybody do is 200. Bless you. 200 tickets. I said, 200? 200? Ifanda, we do thousands. Because the number you print is not exactly what you get. You get what, so you have to print more so that you can get something substantial in return. You can't make your people do things. You cannot be a good volunteer. You must make them lie down in green pastures. You must make them, you must lead them beside still waters. I'm always negotiating for people to come and be in the church and do church. You can ask some people. It's always negotiating. I'm talking, I say, come do this. That's what I'm talking all the time. And you must listen to me. You have to listen to me. That's why there's a young lady who came to my office and lied through her teeth. Now, the way she's punishing, I'm not surprised that she's punishing. Because I asked her a question in my office. She said no. She lied straight in my office. I had to use the wisdom of God to say, you're a wicked girl. You're very wicked. I don't trust you ever. That's when she started opening her mouth. Today, she punishes. She punishes bad. I'm not surprised that she's punishing, because you cannot come into my office and I'm talking to you and lie right in my presence. You think we're joking? You go to a doctor and say it's your chest that has a problem. Meanwhile, it is your stomach. Let the doctor give you medicine and see what will happen to you. Why do you want to give me the wrong information? So then what? I am guiding and I'm leading you in the wrong way because the information you are giving me is not correct. Go and look at her right now. And that's what Bishop said, and I fully agree with him. Many people cannot connect their problems to disobeying the pastor and being disrespectful to God. Many people cannot connect the two. But it happens that you are going to what you are going to because of your disobedience to a pastor or to a man of God or to God or to the church. I'm preaching a good message. Your pastoral skills must make you lead people to prosperity. Green pastures is where the sheep can eat and enjoy. You should be able to lead and guide people to prosper as a volunteer. That's your skills. You have this. There are things you have to develop. Lead your churchmen to drive cars. Lead your churchmen to marry, to build houses. All those things are pastoral skills. Verse 3. I'm closing. What does it say? He restores my soul. He's able to talk to me. And that the way I used to think about men, I changed my mind. Many people have had bad experiences in this life. Their souls have been messed up. So they don't believe in certain things anymore. It takes a good pastor to reassure people, to encourage people, for them to believe in something that they are afraid or they don't want to even come close to. It takes a good pastor. You see, and as you follow God, God will give you a husband. God will give you a wife. Yeah, God is going to bless you. Yeah. He's going to bless you. Yeah, Kevin, receive it. Receive a wife. Yeah, your wife may not be sitting too far from you, you know. Yeah, because from here to here, what's the distance? Yeah, your wife may be somewhere. You probably are looking at your wife right now. Yeah. Take it one, take it two, take it three. Yeah, smile, yeah. Yeah, you'll be surprised. Kevin lives here. He's been living here for how many years? 4 years. Himself and one of my other boys who went to Ghana to study. They went to chase this girl at the back there. Stand up, sweetie. You know this young lady? They went to hustle Shay. They say they were experts in hustling big women. So I was asking him, was it he who was hustling or the other one? Because the other one is not here. He say it's that one rather. So then she said they should come to church and they'll get what they want. That's the end of it. One has gone to Ghana to go to Bible school. One is staying in the church. Yeah. And she's still around. They went to hustle she. If there's some of you, I like little boys. Come. I like little boys. Come. Jolly, you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah. He's enjoying the preaching. What's your problem? Hey, go and sit at the back. Calvin is calling you. He's been here for 4 years. Kevin passed CXC straight up. Physics, chemistry, maths. I was shocked. He's at the university doing medical technology. He wears his what? Scrubs, they call it? Tight ones. He was doing some practicals at the Georgetown Hospital. Come see him with his selfies. Tight scrubs. You see, it is not easy to lead Guyanese. No, you ask yourself, how have you allowed me to lead you? You ask yourself. But he's in the university now. He's been talking about girl. When you even assess their taste, you realize that their taste is rough. They like poo-poo. They like eating poo-poo. Rough. I ask, so why do you like somebody like this? Because she hair shard. Oh, really? So what about if he gets bald? Is he going to like you? I said, you can't take hair and like somebody. Most of the hair are not real. Yeah. 99%. If you like, let's call all of them on stage and we'll inspect one by one. Yeah, we'll start taking it from the back. You see that? Watch this. It's true. And like most Guyanese families do. Me, I know Guyanese families. Most Guyanese families are very wicked. I've been preaching for 11 years in this country. This guy, your brother, the brother behind you, you are the eldest of three brothers. Is it the middle one who is in jail or in and out of jail, the small one? The one after you. Is he out? He was in jail. His mother, if you see Kevin's mother, red like apple. Tattoo, isn't it? Tattoo? Nails from here to babies. Along. If you see Kevin's mother, you can see. I mean, she dress up. She doesn't make sure. She came here on Mother's Day last year. Last year she came. She was sitting where Mr. Sampson is sitting. I preach, and as usual, I was finding my way upstairs. I saw her, and I said, hi, how are you? She said, I want to thank you for Kevin. So, wow. We give God the glory. This woman, when Kevin started staying in the church, his mother told me that eyes feel he. I feel he up. Thank you. Correct my grammar for me. Eyes feel he up. Jomar, can you believe it? The boy is in the church because eyes feel, Charmaine, eyes feel he up. Evander, you see, because it's like the people don't understand why Evander came to the church with a rasta. Yeah. Now every day he's in church. You see, Guyanese people wonder. Man, some obia, they do some obia upon him, man. It's like you cannot explain why somebody was like this, and then he has become so straight. It's like, no, something is wrong. The mother said, eyes fill up. That's why he's staying in the church. Years later, she comes and she says, thank you. Because Kevin has allowed himself to be led. But he's now in the university. Yeah. And you should watch him. Watch him closely. You watch him. You watch him, you'll see. As long as he allows himself to be led, he'll be led into green pastures. He met a girl. Let me tell you his story. I finish it. Prince, listen to this story. I finish it. Please make notes for our press conference. Okay, make notes. A girl came to this church. I normally don't talk to people the first time they come to church to want to see me in my office. I normally don't do that. This girl wanted to see me bad. Already Kevin had told me something about this girl. So I went to the office to talk. She began talking long. She said she was at the bus park. And she saw this guy. Shabroske brisa tabaraba kabrondorobosondos. And then she said, Lord, if it is your will, if this is my husband, let me sit in the same bus with him. She said, Pastor, I went around the corner. I stopped this bus. I get into the bus. He's sitting right there. That's he. He can say, Pastor, tell me if this is not God. And he said, when we were talking, then he says that his father is a pastor. I said, oh, really? Then I told her, it's me. She said, I feel bad. I said, no, don't feel bad. Express yourself. Hey! This girl was behind Kevin. Kevin, who doesn't have a place to stay, sleeps in the church. This is Kevin's bed. You are sitting on Kevin's bed. Don't play with Kevin, because if you play with him, he has some black friends. They fly. You will be different when he calls them to come on you. The girl was coming to church steady. Not because of my preaching, not because of God. Because of Kevin. Because she prayed at the bus park. And her prayer came to pass. So I said, you wait. Wives? Oh, please. It shouldn't be a problem. As long as you are led. Oh. You turn off applications. It has already started happening. This is just one. He saw some two girls out there. Is it out there? Two girls. The one girl said, I want you to sex me. Right here. Yeah. True. Right out there. A dangle. Right out there. The real dangloid. A real dangloid. Yeah. How can a girl look at a boy and say, sex me? There's water in her head. It's a snake. The vagina is a snake you are going into. You wait and see. Thank you, little boy Kevin. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He says, Yedo! You see, when you have a shepherd, that is when you can say, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Because I know, should I have any problem? Should I face a mighty mountain or a valley dark and deep? The shepherd, not my mother, not my father, not me cousin, not me uncle, not me boyfriend, not me girlfriend, not me bad, not me child father, the shepherd of my soul. That's what you need to develop the skills so we can shepherd the people. So that when people come around, they can stay. They can feel loved. They can feel wanted. They'll realize and recognize that this is the place for them. Every volunteer in this house, it is your duty and your mandate to develop your skills. So we fulfill what God has called us to do. My time is up. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Father, what a privilege it is to be called. What a privilege it is to be used by you. Hallowed be thy name. Continue to cause this hunger and thirst in the lives of your people to do your work and to please you. Turn this whole church into preachers. Turn this whole church into pastors and preachers, volunteers who are preaching and teaching and visiting and counseling and interacting and causing people to get close to you. Turn this church to a church of volunteers and preachers. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, you are here. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you were to die now, where will you go? A classmate died the other day, 50 years old, just died. My other classmates are very, very surprised. They are shocked. I saw one classmate post a message and say that he knows he's in a better place. I asked myself, does he know what it means to say that? Better place? What do you mean by better place? I used to see all the pictures of them in bars, clubs, enjoying, drinking. This particular guy who died, there was a video they posted on the platform that I'm on. The guy was so drunk that they had to carry him from this place into his vehicle. You telling me he's in a better place? I wonder. But you can go to a better place if you decide to receive Jesus right now. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give Jesus a chance in my heart and in my life. If you're here like that, just lift up your right hand. I'll pray with you. Pastor, I want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. I want Jesus to fully come into my heart and into my life and be part and parcel of what I do. I'm choosing Jesus' side today. Your right hand up high. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to please come to me. Come. Come, my dear. Come, sisters. Come. Come to me. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You got baby? What? Come to Jesus. It's never too late. Come to Jesus this afternoon. Close your eyes with me. Is that your baby? How old are you? You are 16. There shouldn't be any Sunday morning you finding yourself here. Because don't let me tell you what I told the other girl in Sapphire.
Is that your mother? Is that your mother? Your sister? Are you together? Neighbor? Oh, she invited you? You invited she? My sister is from invited. Yeah. Wow. So you should preach. If you could bring this one out, don't feel shame. You could preach. That's what I'm telling you. This is bigger than preaching. To go and do. What am I? What am I? Doctor, minebu no more. If you can do that, you could preach. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
Wow, use me, sister, right? Yeah, I like you. I like you, use me, sister. And you? Odessa, use me, sister, too. I like you, too. Huh? Wow. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Pray with me, church. Let's join in together. Say with me, Heavenly Father. I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. From today, I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that by this prayer, I am saved from hell. I am born again. My life has changed forever. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.